The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Good morning, I'm Hot Wings over the hot take.
It's definitely turned up, Steve. Oh,
man. Is it turned on?
Oh, hot, 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 hot.
My hands didn't move. I was too busy playing music in the middle of a segment where it doesn't last.
DC movies will never be as good as Marvel movies, despite
never?
James Gunn taking over at DC and despite the newest Marvel movies being not as good as the older ones. Never. They're dumber characters.
They are?
Yes. The fact that Marvel could drag somebody as useless as Ant-Man out and make it great movies and a great character, and DC can't manage to make like a... They made one good movie. Like Wonder Woman was pretty good. The follow-up was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
And now they've canceled the third one.
Yeah.
They're like, we ruined it.
Yep.
But maybe you're saying that because you have the bias of having seen the Marvel movies that were good. Before Ant-Man, I'm sure you weren't like, man, that's going to be a great story.
No, but I already had, like, there was already faith there that it would be good. And it was.
It was good.
Even the worst Marvel movies are better than the best DC movies.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
But the DC movies, except for the
trilogy of Batman movies by Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, but those weren't part of the DC universe. Like, they didn't try to work in Superman and all that dumb stuff that, you know. For some reason, DC can make good, like, decent television shows, but they cannot make movies.
A lot of people agreeing with you. This text from Buffalo, in all caps, Hot Wings is so correct. Justice League trash, Avengers equals amazing. Yeah, actually, everybody's on your side. Not a hot take, this person says. DC sucks.
I have watched... I have watched television shows. Like they've done a pretty good job with Superman in a couple of cases. Even the latest one is called Superman and Lois. Pretty decent show. But that character is terrible as a movie character. I don't know why.
It does seem to not work.
No.
This text, Hot Wings. Thank you for saying what needed to be said.
And the thing is, I want to like DC movies. I like superhero movies.
I'll tell you what superhero show is the best, and it's getting a spinoff, The Boys on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, that one's good.
What's the spinoff?
Other characters that we haven't seen yet in the same universe.
Oh, I didn't know if it was like one's focus on a specific character.
I don't think so. I think it was all ones I didn't recognize. Mm. But maybe we've seen them in the background of some.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.